One of the most dreaded diseases of the ancient world was leprosy. There was no cure, and the person who contracted leprosy slowly rotted to death. It was painful, hideous, and people avoided touching lepers at all times. In ancient Israel, lepers were to announce their arrival in public by shouting, "Unclean! Unclean!" A leprous man came to Jesus and begged him for healing. Jesus granted the leper his wish, but the remarkable thing is that Jesus reached out and touched him to perform the healing. Now, Jesus didn't have to touch this untouchable man in order to heal him. He did so as an act of comfort. Are the difficulties in your life, the pain so deep, the loss so unbearable, that you believe that you are untouchable to God? I'll be on today. We're going to talk about when God doesn't make sense.
Join our host Gary Petty and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
Are the difficulties in your life, the pain so deep, the loss so unbearable, that you believe that you are untouchable to God? As a Christian, you believe that God is loving and all-powerful, that when facing the overwhelming loss of a loved one, the termination of a lifelong career, or a personal health crisis, have you found yourself asking, how can I trust God when many times I just don't understand what He's doing? Let's be honest. I mean, many times in life, those of us who believe in God find ourselves in situations that don't seem to make any sense. I mean, why doesn't God intervene in a personal crisis? Why is a young person allowed to suffer a premature death? Has God left you in the dark to work this out for yourself? So how can we have faith in God when sometimes He just doesn't seem to make sense? Let's begin to answer that question by going to Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount, where He teaches approaches to life called the Beatitudes. Here on Beyond Today, we've been going through a series on the Beatitudes. These are the attitudes that lead to perfect happiness. Now today, we're going to talk about how you or someone you know who is facing unbearable loss can experience emotional comfort. The second principle of perfect happiness contained in the Sermon on the Mount is, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Now notice what Jesus says. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. God's blessing isn't a life without loss and mourning, but the promise of comfort. Now, at this point, you're probably asking, why do I have to suffer at all? I mean, why doesn't God, who says He loves me, save me from all the bad things that happen in life? How can I trust God when my life seems so difficult? Have you ever been flipping through television channels and end up stopping in the middle of a movie because it seems interesting? You try to figure out the story, but you're just plain lost. I mean, the plot makes no sense, the characters are a jumbled mess, and soon you just shut off the television in frustration. You know, in many ways, that's your life. You showed up in the middle of a story, and it's difficult to figure out what is going on. You suffer, and you don't know why. Here's a key to the plot. One of the remarkable gifts the Creator gave human beings is called free will. We have self-consciousness, creativity, emotions, and the ability to reason and make choices. Now, this freedom of choice means that all of us make some wrong choices. Just think about it. Multiply those wrong choices by billions of people, and you have the reason the world is in such a mess. Human history is a catalog of failed experiments involving governments, religions, and philosophies that have promised happiness, peace, and prosperity for everyone. And they've all failed. I mean, the missing ingredient in all of these experiments is understanding the way of life designed by the Creator of life. What this means is that sometimes bad things that happen in your life are not going to make any sense at all. Bad things happen in a world of human free choice, a world that is a mixture of good and evil. Now remember God's promise that Jesus gave in the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. To receive that comfort, you have to believe that God can help you experience comfort and peace in spite of the difficulties that you're going through. You have to believe that if you have really turned your life over to your Creator and you wish to live His way, then God has a greater plan for your life, even though there are times that you just don't understand the plan. But here's where you ask, how can I have faith in God and I don't understand the plan? The Gospel of John records a story from the life of Jesus that illustrates what we've been talking about here today. Jesus had a special relationship with a man from Bethany named Lazarus. Jesus was teaching in another town when messengers arrived to inform him that Lazarus was very ill. Now, Jesus at this point does something that seems to make no sense at all. Instead of rushing to the side of his sick friend, he stays where he is or where he was for 2 days. In fact, he deliberately waits until Lazarus dies before going to Bethany. Imagine the thoughts that went through the minds of Christ's disciples. I mean, he performed miracles wherever he went, but now he deliberately delays going to his seriously ill friend. Jesus arrives in Bethany and is confronted by Martha, Lazarus' sister. She is perplexed by Jesus' delay. His actions towards his friend just don't make any sense. She says to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Martha didn't lack faith in what God could do through Jesus. She was perplexed by the way God was answering or seemingly not answering her prayers. Mary, Lazarus' other sister, was also perplexed by Jesus' delay and asked him why he didn't come sooner. Jesus is so overwhelmed by the grief of those around him, it says that he just wept. Jesus then goes to Lazarus' tomb and prays for God to resurrect Lazarus from the dead to prove to Martha, Mary, and the disciples that he is the Messiah. Lazarus comes walking from the tomb wrapped in his burial clothes like some mummy from an old movie. Lazarus' death had been allowed by God as part of a greater plan to reveal his son, the Messiah. You know, of course, there was no way for friends and family to understand this during the crisis. God's picture was much bigger than their immediate difficulties. And therein lies the dilemma. We must trust in God's bigger plan, even though we can't always see it. You know, this also means that sometimes we have to accept that God's answer is wait, or even no. These times are the greatest challenges to your faith. I mean, any adult understands that wait is a wise response to a 5-year-old boy who requests a pocket knife, even though wait seems arbitrary, even cruel to the child because of his limited reasoning ability. Any intelligent, reasonable, responsible parent knows that the answer to a 13-year-old's desire to have her boyfriend stay overnight in her room is no, even though the teenager may feel that the parent just doesn't understand. You know, it's a quirk of human nature that we believe God's answer to our request must always be yes. You know, anyone who works with children, if you've had children of your own, you've tried to explain a simple concept only to have the child repeatedly ask, "Why, Daddy?" I remember going through that with my children. No matter how many times you change your wording, you talk slower, you raise your voice, sometimes a child just can't understand the reality that an adult perceives. You know, it's the same way between God and us, between God and you. He sees a bigger reality of life. He understands your personality, your weaknesses, your hopes, your anxieties, and he really cares about your ultimate good. But with our limited minds, we keep asking, "But why, Daddy?" At some point, we have to trust that Daddy knows what he's doing. Now, due to our limitations as human beings, even when we trust God, there are still times when God seems beyond our reach. Our faith fades. We feel that we are untouchable to God. How do you deal with the struggle that sometimes you believe God, you believe him, but you can't seem to experience his comfort? You know, before we discuss that topic, I want to tell you about the free booklet we're offering on today's program. You Can Have Living Faith. Now, this booklet can help you discover the faith in God that will bring you comfort when you face those moments in life when you feel like God just doesn't make sense. This booklet will take you to the Bible, where you can find the definition of faith and instructions in how to grow in faith. You can learn about the enemies of faith. There are enemies to faith. They are worry and fear and doubt and human reasoning without spiritual understanding. And you can learn how to combat these enemies in your life. Go online to beyondtoday.tv to read or order your free copy of this free booklet, You Can Have Living Faith. Or call, now write this down, 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go online to beyondtoday.tv. It really is free, and I would really love to send you a copy. So why do you sometimes feel that you are untouchable to God? Here's the overview of the story that you were born into, that you just came into the middle of. Human beings are made in the image of God, and we are given freedom of choice. Now, the Bible talks about sin, very religious-sounding word, where sin is any action, thought, or emotion that differs from how the Creator designed life. Once sin entered into your experience, now, and all of us have had sin enter into our lives, we are all broken images of God. Your emotions and thoughts became toxic to your own spiritual and emotional well-being. Now, listen to what I just said. Your own emotions and thoughts have become toxic to your own spiritual and emotional well-being. The result, well, it's suffering, it's broken relationships, it's meaningless lives, it's eventual death. Now, that's the bad news. The good news of Jesus Christ is the message of how God sent His Son to take your sins on Himself and receive the penalty that you and I deserve. But that isn't all there is to the gospel. Human beings are incomplete creations. You need a personal relationship with your Creator in order to find purpose and happiness. You need the faith that comes from God's personal involvement in your life. You know, understanding why your life is such a mess and how God has a plan to get you out of it is the beginning of seeing the bigger picture of reality that God sees. You have to accept that your emotions and thought processes are damaged. Only then can you begin to seek God's help in being healed, spiritually healed, emotionally healed. You know, this healing includes living the way of life outlined in the Bible. Healing is more than going to the doctor, right? If you go to the doctor and he gives you a prescription and he tells you, here's how you must change your lifestyle, and you don't do that, you won't be healed. You must also put into action the changes needed for getting well. Spiritual healing includes accepting God's love and the incredible future He has in store for you, and then living the way He prescribes. You have to trust His prescription. Today, and when I say today, I mean right now, you can begin to view your present sufferings in the bigger picture of the Creator's plan for you. So what can you do to grow in experiencing God's comfort in times of despair? How can you, as Jesus said in the Beatitudes, be blessed when you mourn? You know, many times it is easier to heal human illness than to restore damaged human emotions. When faced with terrible loss or a difficult time in life, first accept that it's okay to be human. I mean, emotions like grief, they're a natural response to intense loss. They are not a lack of faith. Most importantly, you need to be able to pour out your emotions to God. If it helps, write down what you're experiencing and read those intimate thoughts and feelings to God in prayer. You know, it's not that God doesn't want to be involved. The truth is, sometimes you don't invite Him to be involved. And when you do invite Him into your life, the question you honestly have to ask yourself is, do I want God in my life, but on my terms? See, many times we'll invite God into our lives, but it's on our terms, not His terms. Let me illustrate what I'm saying in Mark chapter 10. Now, Jesus was going out on the road, and one came running, knelt before Him, and asked Him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" This person wanted a relationship with God. This man wanted to know, what must I do to have a relationship with God? Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. Do you not know the commandments? Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your mother and your father. And the man answered Jesus and said, Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth. Now, it's interesting. Jesus didn't respond by saying, you know what? That's a lie. You haven't done those things. That's not what Jesus said. According to Mark in verse 21, then Jesus, looking at him, loved him. And he said to him, one thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, and give it to the poor. And you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. Jesus offered this young man discipleship. But it says here, but he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. The young man wanted God's involvement in his life, but he didn't want to dedicate every aspect of his life to God. Now, you know, in your daily life, what are you holding back from God? You've probably heard it said that God accepts you just the way you are. You know that's not true. God loves you the way you are, but he wants to make you better. He wants to heal your spiritual nature. He wants to give you solutions to your problems. He wants to comfort you in despair. He wants to change your life. Do you trust that if you turn your life over to God, that he will do what is best for you? Because if you don't, you will hold back some of your life from God. You will hide your alcoholism, your anger, your self-pity, your dishonesty, your greed, your fill in the blank. And like the young man approached by Jesus, you will walk away from God's help in your life because you really don't trust him. God isn't the cause of suffering. He is the only solution. As beings with free will, we have the opportunity to explore every possible solution to the human condition. On our own, we will continue to come up woefully short. When you suffer, God's involvement isn't usually as dramatic or as immediate as it was for Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. Remember, though, that during the dark days of Lazarus' illness and death, they didn't know what the outcome would be. It was a real test of their faith. All they had during those times of despair was a faith that God had not abandoned them and that Lazarus would someday be resurrected from the dead. Faith is more than belief in God. It is trust that he is always acting for the ultimate eternal good for every human being. It is the trust that he is always acting for the ultimate eternal good for you. It is trust that even though when you are in difficult times, that there are times when God doesn't seem to make sense, God is going to help you through. He has a bigger purpose for your life. You see, with God, there are no untouchables. Once again, we would like to invite you to order your free copy of You Can Have Living Faith. We will also send you a free one-year subscription to the Good News magazine. Now, this magazine contains important and relevant articles on subjects that are important to you, like marriage and family, what the Bible teaches about the most vital questions concerning your life, how to make sense of today's confusing world news, and most importantly, God's amazing plan for humanity and for you personally. Go online to beyondtoday.tv to order your free subscription to The Good News, or call 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. We also invite you to visit us on the web at beyondtoday.tv, where you can watch dozens of Beyond Today programs and catch the weekly Beyond Today commentary. Well, we're back talking about Jesus' teachings that God will comfort those who mourn. Now, to discuss this further, we're joined by Beyond Today hosts Steve Myers and Darris McNeely. Why is it, and all of us have experienced this, why is it that sometimes we feel untouchable to God?
Well, Gary, it's this age-old story of people feeling that God is late. You use the story of Lazarus and the resurrection, and his sisters asked him, why were you so late? He was already dead and in the grave. Well, it's the same question that people probably ask when they read the story of Adam and Eve. God waited until it was too late. Adam had already eaten of the forbidden fruit. And it seems like in certain stories and key events in the scriptures, God does come a little bit late. But when it comes down to the issues in our own life, people feel like God is late and he's not listening and is very distant and not involved in their life. And they feel like in their own situation, he just doesn't care. And so it just feeds that whole idea that in a sense, we can't be touched by God. He can't be near because of how we feel.
Maybe one of the reasons we might feel untouchable is the fact that we feel like we don't measure up.
Yeah.
That somehow Jesus set such a perfect example that I can't possibly attain
God
to that level.
God can't love me.
There's no way. So how could a God who's perfect love me when I am so imperfect and I am so far below His standard? And so I think what happens is that we forget that we have a loving God. God is love. God is all merciful. And He loves us and He cares for us. And that certain things happen for a reason. And that things can work out if we follow God's way.
But when you're waiting for God, and all of us have been there, waiting for God, then we're faced with the real question of, why does God allow bad things to happen to good people?
It's really the wrong question, Gary. You know, when you understand life, there are things that are going to happen. The story of the Scriptures shows us that life is structured the way it is because people make choices. God gives freedom of choice, and things happen. Situations and tragedies and mistakes are made, and problems come up in people's lives. And it's not a question that God allows it. It's a matter of, when those things happen, why don't we turn to God? That's the real question, I think, that all of us need to ask ourselves. When situations take place in our life where trials hit us, what keeps us from turning to God? Instead of blaming God. God is there, and God can be reached, and He's just as near as our reaching out and just endeavoring to establish that contact with Him. But we have to, in a sense, throw that question out and turn it around on ourselves and ask, why is it that we don't turn to God when bad things happen?
Maybe in that same light, I think in some ways God is not so concerned with what happens to us as He is how we handle it. How do we handle life when things happen, when there's a crisis, when there are difficulties, when there's trials? How do we handle that? You know, this life isn't all there is. There's more than just this life. God has an awesome plan for all mankind. And so how do we handle the things that face us? Do we turn to God? Do we look to Him? He says that all things work together for good. Romans 8 tells us that. Do you believe that? Are you willing to look to God for the answer and handle things in a proper way?
What do we do? I mean, practically, when we're faced with a situation in life and you've taken it to God and God just doesn't seem to make sense, what do we do? How do we handle that?
We have to keep going. We have to keep approaching God. We have to seek God while He can be found. And it comes to a matter in our life where we just keep going before that throne of grace and asking God for His intervention, asking God for His help, and even in some cases asking God to reveal Himself to us if indeed we are feeling just so distant from Him. But it comes down to perseverance and staying with it.
Here's a practical example. I remember when my wife was giving birth to our firstborn son. She was ready to give up. It was just before the birth, and it was terrible. The pain was unbelievable. She wanted to give up, wanted to quit. She said, "Look, I can't do this." That was her exact words. Mm-hmm. And within moments, that baby was born. And I think sometimes life is like that. Just when it's the darkest, it's just before the dawn. And so we keep pressing on. We look to God, and the answers will come.
Well, you have to believe that.
You have to
believe that God is going to answer you. Which, can you go back into your lives? And of course, we can probably have lots of experiences we could talk about where you have experienced Jesus' statement in the Beatitudes: "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted."
I've gone through difficult situations in my life, like everyone has. I can look at some of the top two or three situations in my life that I've had to deal with issues and probably going through some of the struggles of life that really mark a turning point, Gary. And probably one, I can point to one that was one of the toughest. And I just didn't know from day to day if I was going to be able to go on. And the pressures were building and building and didn't know what the future might hold. And I remember discussing it with a friend of mine. And he gave me some of the best advice I've ever had. And essentially, he said, "Toughen up. Tough it out." I was crying. I was at my wit's end at times. But, you know, that was kind of a verbal slap in the face that sometimes you do need and have to have when you get to those moments. And you just go back. Like he said, like Steve was saying regarding that making that one last effort, you go back and you hit it again. And you hit it again because you really have no choice. And when you come to that point, then you know that you can work through the situation. And if you are endeavoring to find God at the same time, you will strike a spiritual vein that is unique and could open up some wondrous opportunities and experience in your life.
Which is that God will help you through it, and in doing so, you will actually grow as
a matter of walking with God.
Right. And comfort, I think, comes in different ways as well when you mourn. I had an example in my life. A dear friend died. And the first time I saw his widow after his death, it had been a day or so, and I didn't know what to say. What do you tell someone when they've lost their best friend, they've lost their mate? What do you say? And I was struggling with what to say. And as I saw her for the first time, we hugged, and all that came to my mind was that it'll be okay, is what I told her. And that seems so useless. What a dumb thing to say, is how I felt. Well, a couple of weeks had went by after the funeral, and things had settled down a little bit, and we were talking a couple of weeks later, and she said to me, you know, I had been praying after his death that things would be okay. What was going to happen? I just was so insecure. I didn't know what to do. And then you came and you told me it was going to be okay. And she said it felt like it was all right. It was going to be fine. And so God provided comfort. It sure wasn't my words, but God provides comfort. And I think he does it in ways sometimes we don't even realize if we're looking for it.
What that shows, when we seek God's comfort, he will use us to comfort others. I would like to send you your free copy of You Can Have Living Faith. Now, this booklet can help you discover the faith in God that will bring you comfort when you face those moments in life when you feel like God just doesn't make sense. You can learn about the enemies of faith, worry, fear, doubt, and human reasoning without spiritual understanding, and how to combat these enemies in your life. Go online to beyondtoday.tv to read or order your free copy of this free booklet, You Can Have Living Faith. Or call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632, or go online to beyondtoday.tv. Now, when you order this booklet, You Can Have Living Faith, we will also send you a free one-year subscription to The Good News. Now, this magazine contains important and relevant articles on marriage and family, what the Bible teaches about the most vital questions concerning your life, and how to make sense of today's confusing world news. We also invite you to visit us on the web at beyondtoday.tv, where you can watch dozens of Beyond Today programs and catch the weekly Beyond Today commentary. Is your pain so great that you think even God can't touch me? When God doesn't seem to make sense, get on your knees and ask him to reveal to you his purpose for your life. You have to have faith that he will give you help. No matter what you face, no matter how untouchable you may feel, God knows how to comfort you. Pick up a Bible and begin reading the way of life designed by the Creator, and you will find that there are no untouchables with God. You will find faith, hope, and comfort, and God will begin to make sense to you. Thanks for joining us on Beyond Today.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.